This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll free. 855-453 is our number. That's 855-450-3733. You can also join us via Skype. That's Skype username lrn.fm. You are on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And we're going to go back to Armed Truth in California, who was asking a question about, in this future libertarian voluntarist society where all human interaction is consensual, he was asking the question, and we'll let him clarify, but this was my understanding of the question. In this future where people respect property rights, what happens if the Chinese commies decide to start buying up property in the United States and moving military equipment onto that property? You said with the intention of invading other people's property that they didn't buy? Is that right, Armed Truth?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay, I've got it. Cool. Just basically, you know, if the United States is a voluntarist state, people interacted on a voluntary basis, traded internationally on a voluntary basis, and, you know, land was up, you know, you could purchase land if China, you know, like they're doing, you know, I don't think they're doing it for this purpose now, but if, you know, Chinese, Russia, you know, other countries started buying up land inside the United States, seeing it as a voluntarist state, buying up huge acres of land, especially here on the West Coast. Let's say they bring in military equipment. Granted, you know, a lot of people, most people in the United States do have weapons, but, you know, an AR or a handgun's not going to do much against, you know, an Su-34 jet or, you know, a tank or something. And we were just kind of talking on what would happen if, you know, this is obviously extremely hypothetical and everything, but if,
it's
you know,
one of those things, one of those conversations that tends to come up when you know, libertarians are talking about their ideas with somebody who has some familiarity but not complete familiarity with the idea. So this is you know, one of those questions that comes up. And first, I would point out, up to this point in history, if you want to take over a country, you've got to take over its capital. Not specifically the city, but the government buildings. Those people sort of have to concede in order to you being able to take it over. And what's happened throughout the 20th century is it has become very unpopular. It is no longer hip to have a war of aggression, you know, the conquering of another country. You don't see that happening very often. You'll see reactions to it. People really dislike it. So you have to understand that this is a it's an activity that many people dislike, and it can't be done in a libertarian world the same way that it has been done up to this point. So to do it, somebody's going to have to come up with a whole new plan, and they have to either scare the populace into abiding by their rules, or they've got to take over each individual property by force and then disarm the populace and then turn it into a state. The problem with that is that I don't know if you're familiar with Americans, but we've been at war like, I think it's 85%. I can't remember what the numbers were. Most of the years that the United States has existed, the United States has been at war with somebody, whether it's the, you know, the Indians or the Civil Wars, or, you know, like all you take all the years and there's very few of them. The United States is not at war. So you're talking about a pretty martial people. They're not going to put up with, you know, some group of people coming in from the outside, especially a group of people look different. You know, the thing that humans hate the most is being ruled by some foreign power. You can see world history that they just don't take well to it. They'd much rather be ruled by some local power. And so if they in a libertarian world, I don't think you could successfully do it because it's just too decentralized.
Well, further, I mean, it would be a new thing, right, for what he's proposing to happen. The idea of a country, a government that wants to take over land by force, is willing to use force, but first wants to come in and buy property I mean, what are the odds that that's going to happen?
Well, why wouldn't they? I mean, that's a good way to get a base. You need to get a localized base. I think that makes more sense than anything else.
They're going to come in, buy some property, clear some land, and then just start putting up a base, and nobody's going to say anything or notice.
How do you get the tanks there?
Well, so they're going to have to fly them in.
Yeah, you have to fly them in, yeah.
Presumably. People are going to take notice that someone is building a base like that. Your typical war usually starts with an unexpected kind of thing, right? Like, not where someone's slowly building up to have a castle or whatever nearby you or some sort of fort, they would maybe fly in and take over an existing airport or something like that with force, right? He dropped off the line. But anyway, maybe take over some existing property that's already there, fly in a bunch of MiGs or whatever it is that they would have, and then just take over the airport, and then they've got themselves a base, and they didn't have to build it from scratch and let everybody know that this was going on, sort of telegraph what was coming. You want to have the element of surprise when it comes to taking over
that much of
somebody's property.
Buying an airport is probably significantly cheaper than planning an invasion. It would be a small bit of the invasion. So, yeah, that makes some sense.
Yeah, so I question how that would begin in the first place. But as you were pointing out, Mark, the traditional way of winning a war is to take over military bases and ultimately the capital of the given area. And in a voluntarist world, in a world in which there is no state that we know of, then there would be no capital to take over. There would be no, centralized military bases. There may be people that have equipment that is designed to defend. So, for instance, if there is a legitimate concern in this voluntarist society, if there's a legitimate concern that, let's say, China is building up a bunch of, jets that they could somehow, put on an aircraft carrier and bring over to the United States or the former United States at that point, then you may see a demand in the marketplace for some sort of surface-to-air missile defense system to be built by whatever companies or organizations would be willing to put their time and their effort into that. If there's a market demand for protection at that level, someone in the market's going to supply that. If the market demand for protection goes so far as having patrol cars and driving around and protecting from little criminals, then that'll be what the market provides. But if people want protections from bombs falling from the sky, someone in the marketplace will come up with a solution, and they'll charge membership fees or whatever, and then whoever is paying for it, there will be people who benefit from it by sort of the free rider issue. But obviously, the people who want that protection would be willing to pay for large swaths of land.
Likely, the most wealthy people would be the ones that would want the military, because they're
or
the
companies
that have the right. Well, yeah. The most wealthy organizations, yeah, would be the ones that would want the military, because they're the ones that have the most to protect. I don't think China, by the way, should be used as the example here. It's not really fair to them. I think it's probably better to say something like Eurasia.
Okay, I was only using China because,
right?
I was only using China because a lot of people think of them as some sort of big bad guy out there.
Sure.
But I think it's unrealistic that China is going to attack its best customer. I don't think it's realistic to believe that China would be this particular organization that would be invading.
Well, it looks like the United States and China are kind of huffing and puffing at each other over some manufactured islands out in the South China Sea.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What's going on with that?
No, that's about it.
China's huffing and puffing.
Yeah, well, at this point.
Okay.
I wouldn't, China's just shown that they have a new, what they call a carrier killer missile, which can reach, I think it's Mach 18 on the way down as it comes towards an aircraft carrier. Nothing can stop that.
Wow. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you know what? If it comes down to the question of what will happen, we don't know exactly what will happen. We speculated about a couple of things that could occur. What would it really look like? I don't know. We don't know what the marketplace would come up with for defense purposes. But I got to tell you, I'm not really worried about it. I'd much rather take my chances in a free marketplace with the chance of the Red Horde invading than have a government that absolutely is oppressing me today. The government today is absolutely doing evil things, and it's putting peaceful people in prison by large numbers, whether it's the war on drugs or whatever else it's doing to people, taking people's kids from them via CPS and all of this nonsense. There's so many different tragic stories that people are suffering at the hands of the United States government and the state governments. We know they cause evil. We know they cause human suffering. And so I'd much rather get rid of what we know is bad, and then have the question mark of what would things look like after that. I'd much rather take my chances. What about you?
I'm not looking for war in any circumstance. I'd like to avoid that if at all possible. But the problem is throughout
the state will tell you that you need to keep us. The state will say, but war could happen there, Mark, in this this decentralized future with no state. You need to keep us around for that to keep you safe.
War could happen in the future where you have a state.
Yeah, it absolutely does happen in the future with the state, right?
Time.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, and then, you know, you've got the state that then uses the war as an excuse to crack down even further on freedoms at home. Just ask the Japanese and the Germans during World War II.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
As your body ages, there is a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
time for you. If you want to join us here, you can bring up anything that's on your mind. It is the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Joining you in studio is Ian.
And Mark.
We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to join us there. We're going to go to your Skype calls here in just a moment. But I also want to let you know about shop.freetalklive.com. That is a way for you to go and buy stuff online, like through Amazon. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. You click into the right Amazon for you, Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. Very simple. You just start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. There's actually an interesting story about Amazon that I have on my show prep. I don't know if we're going to get to it tonight, but about Jeff Bezos. Or Bezos, I don't know how you pronounce it, Bezos. Anyway, the owner of Amazon also is now the owner of the Washington Post, and how he's reinventing that company and turning it from just a newspaper into kind of like a technology media company. And he's actually investing in the news business, which is interesting. And we'll look into, if we get the chance, we'll talk about some of the innovation that he's trying to bring into that old, dying newsprint world.
Yeah.
So we can talk about that. And you can join us here, 855-450-FREE. Plus, the Fraternal Order of Police has been hacked. If we get the chance, we'll tell you about that. And also the latest, there's not much to say, but the latest on the Malheur Federal Wildlife Refuge occupation that ostensibly continues today. But no one has heard from the occupiers in the last 24 hours. Let's go first, though, to Nathan. He's on the line via Skype. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live, the Ian and Mark.
Welcome back to the show, Mark.
Thank you.
It
sounds terrible.
It really echoes.
Yeah, it's not a real good. If you got a quick question, go ahead and throw it out. Otherwise, we're not on a real good connection here.
Oh, okay. I have a big topic, so I'll call back later.
All right, thanks for the call tonight. Yeah, it might be better on another call back. Just was losing too much data, I think, on that particular call. Usually Skype sounds pretty good, though. If you want to put it to the test, you can dial us up at Skype username lrn.fm. Let's continue here. Here's a story from KOIN, KOIN.com. Burns, Oregon. Amid reports, the FBI may be locking down ways the militants can communicate with people outside of the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge. KOIN 6 News has not been able to contact those inside. The story was published just a few hours ago, so it's some of the freshest news from the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge. Whereas, as you know, if you've been paying attention to the news over the last month, on January 2nd, a number of armed occupiers, went into this federal property and sort of took it over. There weren't any federal agents that were there at the time, no forest personnel or whatever. Apparently, it had been shut down for the wintertime. But they took over this property and have been occupying it for the entire month here. They've been whittled down. The feds have, in the last week, picked off 11 people who were traveling outside of the refuge. A few of them were going to some sort of meeting in a nearby town when the feds waylaid them and arrested several of them, including the purported leaders of the movement. So they've whittled it down, and people have left as well.
Killed one of them, too.
They shot and killed one man. But they've now gotten it down to 4 remaining occupiers. Jeff Banta, David Fry, Sean, and Sandy Anderson are the 4 remaining. But right now, according to KOIN 6, as of this morning, none of them were able to answer their phones. Apparently, they're getting busy signals when the news media was trying to call them.
So it sounds like the government somehow, got the cell phone companies to basically shut down communication to their phones.
It could very well be. I would say that's a fair speculation. The phone numbers were not working this morning when KOIN attempted to contact them. 3 of the 4 occupiers, as reported by OPB, which is Oregon Public Broadcasting, 3 of the 4 cannot make or receive phone calls. And David Fry, said that he told them that their access to the internet is gone. Quote, numbers for those 4 still at the refuge return a busy signal or say the person is not available. That's Jennifer Dowling, one of the reporters for KOIN. On Saturday, a recorded message from jailed militia leader Ammon Bundy to the remaining occupiers urging them to leave and go home was ignored. Sean Anderson said Saturday, quote, your husband and your brother-in-law and all your friends are in prison right now because they do what they want to do. I have to submit to people I don't believe or trust. You say Ammon is directed by God, so am I. unquote. And there's actually the most recent video on the Defend Your Base YouTube channel, which is where the gentleman, Mr. Fry, has been broadcasting. David Fry has been occasionally putting out these live streams, at least until 24 hours ago. He hasn't done one in the last 24 hours, but he had been doing multiple per day. The most recent video, which is now about 24 hours old, is relatively short. It's called Response to Ayman Bundy. It's about 3 minutes long. And to summarize it for you, it's basically them saying, yeah, we're not going to do what Ayman wants us to do. Ayman has asked through his attorney and through his wife for the occupiers to go home. He has claimed that it was never supposed to be about an armed standoff, which seems strange because it sure did seem that way from the very first get-go when they showed up with guns and occupied the property saying they weren't going to leave for years. It seemed like that was sort of hankering for an armed standoff to me, but Ayman is now saying that was never their original intention, or at least never his original intention. But the problem with public movements is that once you start something, you never get to decide what nutcase shows up. And so if it's
that's what Jason Sorens is thinking about you.
Is that right?
I'm just kidding.
You mean the number one recruiter for the Free State Project?
That's right.
So anyway, the occupiers showed up at this place, and if it really was their intention to not have an armed standoff with the federal government that could end in bloodshed, then they probably shouldn't have showed up with guns, I'm thinking. Because it seems like that's sort of the inevitable outcome of
the guns kind of made the difference with the last one, though, right? I mean, with the Bundy Ranch standoff, you know, there's all the
pictures. That was private property. It wasn't the same kind of thing. It was more like defending their private property, and they were in a dispute with the feds over the public land that surrounded the private property.
But they were successful. They wanted to replicate their success. Part of their success, maybe they thought, was, you know, armed revolution, essentially. So you can see why they would have chosen to do that.
No, I understand what they're doing. I get where they're coming from, but I think it's disingenuous for Ayman Bundy to say. And, of course, now he's in jail, so he's trying to, you know, trying to avoid further criminal charges or whatever as being a ringleader of this group. But ultimately, I don't believe the claim that this wasn't about an armed standoff with the federal government. They were agitating for that from the very beginning. So nonetheless, the response from the current occupiers is that, yeah, we're not going anywhere. We're standing strong together here till the very end. They're going to continue on as long as they have food. And as we learned last night from someone who visited them a few weeks ago, they may have plenty of food on hand. Back to the story from KOIN.com. A day after a rolling protest through the streets of Burns over the death of a militia spokesperson, Lavoie Finicum, and a day before the expected militia rally in front of the Harney County Courthouse by the extremist group 3% of Idaho, some people arrived at the roadblocks in support of the remaining occupiers. Quote, some folks at the roadblocks here are supporting the protecting of the lives of those inside, from Jennifer Dowling at KOIN 6. The takeover began January 2nd, and of course it was in protest of some ranchers who had set some fires to their lands nearby the federal government's lands. The fire spread to the federal lands, and now those guys are in prison for 5 years. That's why these people went originally, ostensibly, to this location, the Malheur Federal Wildlife Refuge, and occupied the property. So right now, we really don't know what's going on because it seems like their internet access has been shut off.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and to choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com. Spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yep, it's Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition. You can dial in toll-free right here, 855-453, 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. First up, David, listening in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hey, howdy. Hey, you know, I was interested in hazmat and Flint, but just a side comment on burns. Did I hear you say that they cut off the cell towers or cell?
At the very least, they appear to have cut the access of the individuals. I don't think they took down the cell towers themselves because that would hurt the Fed's ability to communicate. It makes more sense that they would have contacted the cell phone companies and said, hey, shut these guys' phones off.
You get the names of the four people, shut down their phones.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's what's going on here.
Yeah, I was going to say, because when this thing first started, I went on one of those websites that tells you all of the radio stations within a given zip code or a given county or something like that, and that that area has very little going on. It most of it's FM. I'm not even sure if there's a single AM station up in that area. So it's, if somebody had a BlackBerry, that's about the only way to check on it. But, if they're cutting off cell communication, that sounds like it's getting close.
Yeah, it does sound like they're preparing to do something, right? They are shutting off communications. This has been the one way that people on the outside have really known what was going on because the media's not there. The mainstream media was told to leave by the FBI, and they hightailed it out of there. So up until 24 hours ago, it was the YouTube channel Defend Your Base was the only way to get any kind of information out of there, and there, that's because there's one guy there, one of the four, was streaming video on his cell phone. So the fact that we haven't seen any video seems to corroborate the allegations that the feds may have put the kibosh on any kind of data transmission coming out of the National Wildlife Refuge.
Sure, yeah. Hey, and by the way, did you just say Mark's there?
Here
Mark's
I am. Right here.
Hey, well, welcome back.
Thank you.
Hey, let's see, and by the way, good luck with the ad sales, because I used to do that. That's terrible business. Tough as nails. You know,
well, every ad's worth something. We just have to find the equilibrium, right?
Oh, that's it. I'll tell you, waiting for that that cheesecake one that'll feed you for the rest of your life. You know, I was interested in the hazmat issue. The more I'm paying attention to Flint, the more people are exposing some of these similar issues around the country. Somebody sent me a Facebook post about the Hopi Indians, and there was a photograph of this reservoir that was just as funky as you could imagine. And I remember down in the Four Corners area, down, Arizona, Utah, Colorado, New Mexico, the Peabody Coal Company had just poisoned that area in an incredible way. And because it's Native American land, it's as if this coal company, not only were they not paying them their royalties, but they were then not cleaning up their mess and poisoning their water. And if I remember right, that same thing is going on where they're digging up the XL pipeline slurry up in northern Canada. They've just about given something like 70% of that population have been coming down with cancer.
Is this one of those things where these are companies that have agreements with the federal government to the where the government will protect them from liability for their actions, sort of like with the BP oil spill? If you recall that, the federal government protected BP from a maximum of, I think it was $75 million worth that they had to put towards the cleanup, so ultimately taxpayers footed the bill. Is this something where it's sort of like with vaccines, they're prohibited from being sued by anyone?
I think each case is probably individual, talking about Canada versus Native American land.
Because if someone poisons your land, you should be able to sue those people.
Absolutely.
If you can prove that that someone has polluted, whether it's an individual or a corporation or a government, there should be liability there. Unfortunately, when the government does it, there's usually no liability for them. They can do whatever they want. They can poison as many people as they want, and there's no way to hold them accountable except in the media. With the corporations, you've got more realm, more standing to file a suit, unless the government has come in and specifically protected those corporations from liability. So that's why I was saying, if these Indians or whoever it is that's been poisoned are not suing, then maybe that's the reason why, is because they haven't been successful because the government's protecting those companies. That's just speculation on my part. I don't know. I'm not intimately familiar with the cases you're bringing up.
Sure. Well, as a matter of fact, in St. Louis, there's a place called Earth City, and then right near it, I'm trying to think of the name of that landfill. It's something like Northside Landfill or another, and they that one was radioactive waste that came from the Vietnam War, and so they were basically, what's even uglier about that, if you look on a map, this is just in between, just outside of St. Charles, Missouri, and if you know about the geology of it, Earth City is actually in the ancient floodplain of the Missouri River. It used to cut down a much sharper angle right there and go down and meet with the Mississippi River way down a whole different angle. And so in these recent floods, it's actually become subject to saturation. And when this water gets down, what's going on in St. Louis is they dumped this radioactive hazardous waste from the Vietnam War into
what hazardous nuclear hazardous waste would happen in the Vietnam War. I mean, it's not like they employed nuclear weapons.
Oh, they did. I mean, there's all sorts of the weaponry they used in Vietnam was not just bullets. They did some incredible stuff, and you could ask around Vietnam vets, and they'll give you some stories.
Is there anything you can find out about it on the internet?
Sure. Okay. And and development of, but at McDonnell Douglas and up near the airport, there were a bunch of military.
So you're going to have to cut the story short. here. So you're saying who did what with the nuclear waste from Vietnam?
Well, what they did, well, they had two quarries side by side, and there was a big wall in between them, you know, basically the bedrock in between them. They dumped the hazardous waste, the radioactive stuff in one, and they dumped regular raw trash in another. And the raw trash has been burning under, it's an underground fire. It's all covered over, and so it's been smoldering for decades. And the more it gets saturated with water, water is actually feeding oxygen into it. And so the recent floods has actually fed more oxygen into it, and it's getting now close to that barrier wall. And this fire, they're expecting it to burn through, and then once it reaches the radioactive wastes, that's going to be one nasty mess because then you have radioactive smoke. And
what does one look up if one wants to learn more about this? So it's St. Louis?
St. Charles.
It's basically St. Charles, St. Louis.
Oh, St. Charles.
And, good grief. Nuclear hot seat.
Nuclear hot seat, St. Louis. Interesting claims, David. Thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Wouldn't want to have a house nearby that.
No, I don't.
855-450-3733. So you can join us here, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind.
And remember, the government's the best organization to handle land management.
You're joking.
Well, I mean, you know, this is the funny thing about this whole, you know, Oregon thing going on there is that, you know, the assumption, if you want everybody to go in, if you want all these ranchers to go home and stop misbehaving, is that the government is a good steward of the land. And the fact is that they're terrible.
Steward?
What did I say?
You said Stewart, which is a man's name.
Okay.
Yes, they're not very good at taking care of things because they don't really have any liability. There's no payoff for the government as well. So when you own a piece of property, you have the incentive to take good care of it because you might want to pass it down to your children. You might want to turn it around and sell it someday.
You want to do something with it, and it always involves keeping the property up.
A polluted piece of property is not going to be worth as much as a nicely kept piece of property. And so it's in your best interest to keep things in good shape. Dr. Mary Ruart does a good job of explaining in her book, Healing Our World, which is excellent, by the way. You can get it through Amazon at shop.freetalklive.com. She talks about, you know, how it is that it's the government that has actually been the greatest polluter, more so than, like, the top four corporate polluters combined. U.S. military, for instance, is a tremendous polluter. And in a lot of cases, government will, with a lot of its government land, and of course a lot of it's out west, I mean, this is what, two-thirds of the west or something is federally owned, they'll rent out the land to corporations who will then come in and do things that are unsustainable, like clear-cutting, because those corporations don't own that property. Free Talk Live.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com. There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen-printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great-looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name-brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a select quote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885.
or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation Defender from Reputation.com can help you protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation Defender right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited in these remaining moments to connect with us. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We've got Skype as well. Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. You do have to send a contact request first. And once you do that, Free Talk Live will get a request, we'll approve it, and you'll be good to go to call us from that point forward. The latest from deep.web.com. Great website that follows the dark web. This is like the news site for the dark web. It's one of my favorite sites on the internet because they follow along like all the drama and the things that are going on, the websites that get taken down by the feds, the underground marketplaces, who's Robin Who, and you know what sort of dirty deeds are going on.
The dark web is such a strange place. Yeah. It's just too crazy for me.
Fascinating stuff. The Fraternal Order of Police was recently hacked, according to deep.web, and a portion, 2.5 gigabytes of the total claimed 18 terabytes of data has now been released online by Cthulhu, who has been known to host hacked data. Of this particular host, there is a note, or on this particular host, there is a note for law enforcement that says, quote, "Don't bother with legal threats or trying to get UK law enforcement to seek revenge. This is me playing nice. If you want to go nuclear with me, feel free to do so. But trust me when I say you might want to think long and hard before you do. I'm not known for bluffing, and I know many more of your secrets. About 18 terabytes in all, actually. All unpublished yet. I dare you. I double dare you, mother effer."
Wow.
So that's the message to the police from whoever it is that is either posting.
So what is on this this leaked data?
The 2.5 gigabytes that has been revealed so far. We'll tell you a little bit more about that. But first, let's go to Scott, listening in South Carolina to WTMA in Charleston. Hello, Scott.
Oh, hello, gentlemen. And welcome back, Mark. Yin and Yang are back together. The balance is nature is restored.
All right, go ahead.
There was a caller earlier who had some ideas for the show getting publicity, and I have two ideas.
Okay.
Mark, I think you should audition for Celebrity Apprentice.
Really?
And, with Donald Trump?
Yeah, well, Schwarzenegger now, but maybe Trump will be back. Who knows?
Okay. See, I don't know anything about television. I thought that was Donald Trump's show. Is it that Donald Trump runs the show and has now hired Arnold Schwarzenegger to take his place, or who? What's the deal there?
I think NBC did that.
NBC cut ties with Trump.
Owns a piece of it, but NBC runs it.
Got it.
Schwarzenegger for the new season. And the second idea is for you.
It's good.
The second idea is for you two to audition for The Amazing Race.
What's that? Another reality show?
Yeah.
You think I want to rely on Ian in any kind of race?
Well, that would be.
I can probably run faster than you.
That's a bet.
People would tune in. Or
Mark, how much do you weigh again?
I'm just a little over two.
Yeah. So what is The Amazing Race?
Want to get beat by a fat guy?
Is it like Cannonball Run where you're driving around? Or
They put you in different places around the world, and you got to get from, third world X to second world Y. And you've got to take different modes of transportation and find clues and time.
I wouldn't get very far with my world passport, I don't think.
I'm sure you'd have to get one to do this, a regular passport. But the problem is under stress, I begin to yell. And Ian can only handle so much of that before he'd be like, I'm not going to do this anymore.
Is it a team thing, this Amazing Race?
Yeah, it is.
I wouldn't be competing against you. We would be on the same team would be the idea.
Right, this is like a team thing.
Gotcha.
Synergy, guys.
Well, thanks for the idea. You know what actually happened recently is one of our other co-hosts, Daryl W. Perry, was sent some sort of invitation by a reality television producer. Oh, God. Daryl, what was the show name?
Hunted.
What was it?
Hunted.
A show called Hunted, which is a UK-based reality show that I think they're going to make a U.S. version of. And I watched a little bit of it online just to see what it was about. The idea is that they have a group of people and they're turned loose to go run away from these hunters who are essentially like technology experts and like people who can track you, basically. And the idea is who can run the longest, who of these different, 14 different people can stay away from the hunters for the longest period of time. And I guess whoever that is the winner of this particular reality show. It's supposedly a show that asks questions about the nature of the surveillance state that we find ourselves in. And I know Daryl responded that he didn't have time. He didn't want to walk away from his newscast because you'd have to dedicate you're on the run. You don't have your phone and they're going to track you. Right. So you've got to sort of be on the run for a month's time or something like that. So Daryl said no to that. But Mark, maybe that would be an opportunity for you. Maybe you could be on The Hunted.
Sounds like a blast. I don't know what.
Question, if I could.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
As speaking of Trump, has anybody purchased any ad time for the political season on your show?
No.
Generally, the presidential candidates just we get passed
like
over for whatever reason.
Maybe it's because we don't like them.
Mostly, they do their buys on a local level.
Mm.
And Free Talk Live is a national show.
You don't think they're buying like Rush Limbaugh or anybody like that?
I don't know the answer to that, but I can tell you that they would spend as much on Free Talk Live as they would on a local radio station and get, another 160 stations to boot.
Hey, thanks, Scott, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. I guess the question some of our listeners might ask about that, Mark, is would Free Talk Live take Donald Trump's money to play those stupid ads? Have you ever heard those ads?
Yes.
Oh, my God. They make me feel dumber after I've heard the ad.
Okay.
Yeah, they're just so they appeal to the lowest of the low common denominator, these ads. We're going to build a border wall and we'll force Mexico to pay for it. And then that's like not even the dumbest thing that they say in the ads. I wish I could pull one up right now so we could pick it apart, but they're just absolutely awful. Would Free Talk Live accept Donald Trump's money for advertising?
Well, Free Talk Live is on the air right now. Would you accept Donald Trump's money?
You know what? I think I probably would.
Yeah, it's just
a recorded ad. It's not like we're endorsing whatever it is that that he's saying, and then we can use that money to lobby against him.
My thought process is that, when you hear it, since we don't have total control of the ads that play during our show, we have three
during the breaks.
Yeah, we have 3 minutes out of every 15 minutes that's during the hour. that I'm not responsible for the ads that play during
the show. We don't even know what they all are.
I'm only responsible for the ads that I voice.
That's right.
And so I check harder when somebody, you know, if somebody needs an ad produced by me or whatever, there's an entirely different threshold for me than, you know, if they just want to buy an ad. I mean, it's just informational. You know, we sell a slot and you put your ad in it.
Back to the story about the Fraternal Order of Police website being hacked, or their servers being hacked, apparently, because they got a lot of data here. Allegedly 18 terabytes, 2.5 gigs has been released. And in a blog post discussing the details relating to the release of the data was apparently given to Cthulhu by someone who wishes to remain anonymous. So Cthulhu is the one who's, you know, saying, hey, you know, don't mess with me, I'll release more of your data. But he's not the one who apparently did the hack. Regarding the purpose of releasing the data, he says, quote, "We do not wish to dictate to the media how the information may be used or useful. I was told it should be released on the grounds of the information is within the scope of public interest in light of an ever-increasing divide between the police groups and the citizens of the U.S. As such, we do not wish to guide the media in how to report on this. My role in this is to ensure the information is accessible to all so that a proper analysis may be done by both established media outlets and individual investigators who wish to expose wrongdoing." The Fraternal Order of Police website claims to be the world's largest organization of sworn law enforcement officers, with more than 325,000 members and 2,100 lodges. However, their site has been taken down, according to a post on Facebook that says, quote, "They have, however, breached all of our records, and therefore we have shut down access to the entire site." Throughout the aftermath of the hack, the FOP has made several statements, such as, quote, "Our data system has been hacked by the group known as Anonymous, and they were able to feed our system a pseudo-encryption key that the system should not have accepted, but did because of software errors, which is entirely false," according to a blog post titled, quote, "The Fraternal Order Police are full of S," unquote, in which Cthulhu posted to clear up statements that he says were false made by the Fraternal Order of Police. According to a discussion on Hacker News, FOP had a servlet running as root, which was vulnerable to command injection, and to top it off, they accepted credit card data over HTTP, which violates the PCI DSS. Let me translate that.
They've got a crappy security system on their website.
They were accepting credit card data insecurely, meaning HTTP.
Bad.
When you see in the browser URL area of your browser and it says HTTP, that means you are not secure. If it says HTTPS, that stands for there's security involved there. So the police were accepting credit card information on their website with zero security around the transmission of it. So anyone sitting in a Wi-Fi shop sniffing out packets would have been able to get all your credit card info. Way to go, coppers. All right, so anyway, 2.5 gigabytes of data. Have fun digging through that. It's Free Talk Live.
You can control your health care with Liberty Health Share.
Liberty Health Share is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience,
because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty Health Share.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.